When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
We are live. Let's hear it, Dalton. Let's crack that thing open. Yeah. That sounds good. Travis, you already opened your beer?
He never waits for us anymore.
There's
no point to. I don't know when we're going to go.
That was pretty good.
No, that was weak.
That was good. Hey, we got a special Dirty Mo Live here today.
Oh, yeah. It's unlike anything we've done.
I think one of the coolest sponsors, by the way, in NASCAR is going to be jumping on a car at Phoenix, the number 08 for SS Greenlight, fan controlled. I mean, you guys have heard of these guys.
Yeah. Just recently I've been seeing them pop up more on Twitter. It's pretty neat.
So they are jumping on the hood of a race car, and we've got some special folks from Fan Control joining us here on Dirty Mo Live. Josh McCuga, director of content and lead host for Fan Controlled, and he's jumping in on the phone. Josh, you got us, right?
I got you. I'm here. I'm driving a car, unfortunately, or I'd be drinking beer with
you. I'll have one for you.
Travis has a beer. We have these waters from No Days Off. They sent them to us, and no one knew where they came from.
No one knows.
Just decided to give it to the Dirty Mo Live crew to see if we would all keel over dead. They're actually pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Josh, I'm glad you pulled over. You're on the road, right? In California.
Yes. Yep.
Nice. Well, good deal.
Well,
tell us a little bit about Fan Control for all of our viewers here on Dirty Mo Live, a bunch of NASCAR fans. This is something new. This is something very exciting. Tell us about what we should be expecting at Phoenix.
Well, let me preface it by saying Dirty Mo, incredible name. I'm currently growing a Dirty Mo myself for a wedding this weekend, and then keeping the Mo for the race on November 4th because, as the world knows, Dale Earnhardt, the greatest driver to ever do it with the greatest mustache in the history of sports, and I can only hope to grow a mustache as prominent and perfect as that mustache. So thanks for having me on the show, boys. Fan Controlled is, we've had two seasons of Fan Controlled football. It's Madden in real life. 7-on-7 indoor football, fans call the plays. It's as you would expect. If we can't make a decision, we let the fans do all the deciding. They choose the logos. They chose the color schemes. They draft the players. They do all of that. And we thought after football, what other sports can we get into? So we've got our hands in a lot of different sports that we're going to be launching in 2024. But here in 2023, we've had our nose to the grindstone trying to get fan-controlled racing off the ground. And here we are coming in. On November 4th, with the 08 car, JJ Yaley will be driving for us. The fans got to vote on four separate drivers. Mason Massey, Stephen Parsons, David Starr, and JJ Yaley won the vote. They also voted on the car design. And I've got a list from our crew chief of very technical things that we're going to have fans vote on.
Yeah.
Really?
Like right rear spring choices, left rear spring choices. Front sway bars, track bar height, bump springs. I've got tons of different things.
Do you know who would have a field day with this?
Who would have a field day?
Our boss, Dale Earnhardt Jr. He would just sit. I could see him sitting there on the app and just going, no,
just voting.
Put a 2,000-pound spring in the bag. No, do this, do that. I could so see him doing that.
By the way, think about how cool and unprecedented this is. I mean, a crew chief looks at a race car like it's baby. Same with the driver, right? And to open that up to allow the fans to make the decisions, it's like Travis, when you're rooting for, you're an Ohio State fan, right?
I am.
How much do you actually?
Oh gosh, no,
that's not good. How much do you say we, like when Ohio State wins, like, oh yeah, we won.
Yeah, I went to Ohio State.
What did you do to contribute to the immediate victory of Ohio State? Probably not much except for support.
Emotional support.
Morale.
Boosted morale. Those things.
That's
I,
it.
My tuition went to equipment for the team is how I look at it.
That's where exactly where
yes,
the money went.
Yes.
I mean, for the fans being able to contribute to this car at Phoenix, I mean, when you say we, it is quite literally mm-hmm. we. Like, you made a decision, whether it be spring change or when to pit what lap.
Ooh, short
I mean,
pit. I'm voting for that.
Yeah, seriously.
So
that is so cool.
Like,
yeah.
That-
Go ahead, Josh.
You know, we've been talking to Jason Miller about all this because fans are going to be able to choose high line and low line on the restarts.
That's
after
so
five.
Yes.
You know, when we should pit. He's going to give us like some lap barometers, basically, as to when we should pit. Maybe even tires. That's still in conversation. We have a stringer, basically, that's going to be talking to us on the live stream that will be talking to the crew chief. And then on caution, this is my dream, is that fans will be able from the comment section to ask the driver questions over comms, and the driver can answer it on the caution laps.
Oh my God. You are embedded in this race team. That is so cool.
I'm pumped.
They interviewed Denny when it was red flag. So think about if for some reason the race gets red flagged and you can get 5 minutes to ask the driver a bunch of questions from the fans. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
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 I saw some comments here in our YouTube chat, one from Bev that said, fan controlled Dirty Mo Live. Like, what should be some of the prop? Like, if we had the same, you know, prompts like you would have during the race that JJ Yaley and the crew chief and the whole team are going to have to face, like, what are some, and we want to hear from you guys in the YouTube chat, like, what are some prompts that, you know, whether it be Travis opens another beer or not, you know, and I think,
boom.
Yeah. Yeah. So like
what,
I want to hear
shirt
like
I wear
what yeah
to the yeah
yeah is so it, we want to hear what are some ideas that y'all have in the YouTube chat, but yeah, what do you got?
And what we could do down the line is we stream this show direct to the app,
oh,
to our
man.
App, and then we just put
there we go
fans voting
that.
On how many times Travis says I love Penn State on the show.
Yes.
That'll never happen.
Yes,
but we could
but
do that.
What if the fans vote it. For that? Yeah. The fans control.
There's, gotta do it, Travis.
There's
gotta
be something that, like, I don't know. Like, let's like needs to be like X amount then for to vote for that one.
Yeah. Okay. Someone. So someone's saying, can the fans call for a bump and run? Oh, that would be kind of cool. Like, hey, JJ.
Hey.
You got a car. You got a car in front of you. Let's move them out of the way. You know.
Slingshot and
by all means.
That's awesome.
Fan vote for a beer shotgun. Travis, you'll do that one.
I could do that one.
Yeah. Okay. I think you could get that one done.
I have buried the lead here, and I think one of the coolest things that we are doing is that right now on the app, fans are voting for other fans that qualified via our Pick'em rankings on our app. There'll be four fans' faces on the car.
Oh, man. And that's still up for contention, right? Like, people are still campaigning yes. for their own faces
Ooh,
to be on the
correct.
Car.
Could I campaign?
Correct.
You got some catching up to do.
Unfortunately, you didn't jump on the app and answer the pick'ems in time to get into the competition. There's six people competing for three faces on the car. One name has already been decided. He was our most valuable fan from football season two. His name is Nerd E. He was our most valuable fan in football season two. So he's got his face on the car. Three other individuals will get their face on the car, and that vote is up on our app right now. So pretty cool.
That's got to be so cool to have your face on a race car.
Do they get to take right? home the piece of sheet metal that their face is on?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
I have not been – that has not been approved, but it has been asked.
Okay.
If that does anything for you guys. So we'll see.
I'm glad, Travis, you missed a cut because that'd be terrifying to see your face on a race car.
I would
car.
Not.
That'd be amazing.
I'd be telling other drivers.
That would throw the competition off, I'll tell you that. They're like, holy cow, yeah. What is Travis doing? Where are the faces going to be on the physical race cars? Like the bumper, the hood? Like, is it
the hood.
The hood?
Surrounding the logo.
Oh.
Yeah, surrounding the logo on the hood. Yeah.
That'd be
yeah.
so good. Like, if your face was on the bumper and you were just staring down the driver,
oh,
like,
I would,
hey.
If your face was on it, I would wreck my car to wreck that car and, like, hit your face.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Unless I'm in the championship hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going down.
I saw a comment from.
It's like a reverse. It's a reverse baby on board, basically.
Yeah. Baby on board. Exactly. Like you want to be more aggressive with the driver in front. Yeah. I saw a comment from Bart on the YouTube chat. Travis, one of the props could be you have to be a pro Hendrick fan for a day. And root for Penn State.
Jeff Gordon shirt.
Yeah, Jeff Gordon shirt.
Kyle Larson hat.
Penn State socks.
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay.
You're gonna do it.
I'll be pro Larson, but not Penn State.
This week we'll get you a Blaney shirt.
No, this week we can't. No.
Fan Control, I have to tell a joke until someone laughs.
We'll be here all day.
Yeah, we'll be here all damn day. If it's Dalton. Dalton doesn't crack under pressure. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Yeah, Josh, a few weeks ago, we tried to basically get Dalton to laugh. And, you know, by just telling him dumb, stupid jokes, I couldn't do it.
Nope.
I couldn't do it. So it could be, what's a
eventually,
prop?
Yeah. Eventually, if you just start reading the script to Roadhouse, he will start to laugh eventually. I promise you, he will start to laugh.
That's one of my favorite all-time favorite movies simply because of how cool Patrick Swayze is in it. And Andrew also has no idea what you're talking about, Josh.
You know what Roadhouse is, Curlin?
He's too young to have watched Roadhouse.
I can't say I've watched it.
Have you even heard of Roadhouse?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Okay.
I've heard of it.
So we're starting a catalog of movies that you need to watch.
Oh, there's a bunch.
Shawshank Redemption.
We could have fans vote on it.
Should Andrew watch Shawshank Redemption or Roadhouse
first? Shawshank Redemption or Roadhouse? Put it in the chat.
Yeah.
God, you're so young.
It's not close. Oh, thought he'd be bigger. If I see you, Dalton, and you're like 6'4", I'm going to be a little upset.
I ring in right around 6 foot, so.
Okay. I thought he'd be bigger. Okay.
Yeah. I used to have this old joke that it was like, that didn't become a problem until my girlfriend started saying it, but. I'll just let that one marinate.
That's solid. That's solid. Yep, that's good. That's a good one. Really good. Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch this movie now. That's exactly what I'm going to have to do. And we have a live stream going on during the race. So for fans looking to tune in, help make decisions for the 08 car during the Xfinity Series race, we're going to be walking you through all the different shots. Josh, you're going to be on that. You're going to be running the damn thing.
Yes, that is that's what I've been doing kind of since day one at Fan Controlled is running these watch parties, live streams. It's a ton of fun. Myself, you, Andrew, will be on the live stream. From you know, flag drop until the end of the race, hopefully, you know, where maybe the 08 car comes in someplace sexy, right? I can't guarantee a victory here, but if fans are calling the shots, maybe that's what we've been looking for all season. We're live. If you want to download the app, you go to fcse.xyz. You can just look up the Fan Controlled app in your Apple Store, iOS, Android. Download the app, and there's tons of content on there every single day. Votes, pick'ems, you're earning, as we call gold and coins in our app. And then you can design your fanvatar. So that's you inside the app. I've got some sick sunglasses and everything in there. And then, you know, during the race, all the picks, all the polls, tons of stuff for you to be doing during the live stream as you're watching us and the race so that you can climb the leaderboards and be the best fan of fan-controlled racing. That's what it's all about.
And speaking of fans, I think we have another fan joining us here. Jake, I think Jake's in the call here. Should we bring him into the Dirty Mo Live here?
Let's do it.
I think we should. Let's see. Jake, tell us when we got you.
All right. Can you guys hear me?
We got him.
We sure
you.
Jake.
You got it?
Yeah. Welcome. All right. So you're in contention to have your face on the car, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Well, let's hear what's your pitch.
Yes,
what's
tell
your
me,
pitch?
Why am I gonna vote for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for those of you who are familiar with Fan Controlled in the past, I was actually the most valuable fan for my football team, the Beasts, in season one. So people know me from that. They know me as either Jakey Muffins or Big Sap that way. And for NASCAR, JJ Yealey's actually my favorite driver. He's the one that got me into NASCAR.
No way.
So, yeah. So I started watching like in 2006 when he took over the 18 car. So I've been a fan of his for the past 17 years.
I gotcha.
How about that? And so wait, you were the most valuable fan. So if you can correct me if I'm wrong. Season one. Okay. Gotcha.
Season one.
Yeah. Football.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, tell us a little bit about how do you become the most valuable fan? I mean, that's a pretty impressive title.
Yeah. I mean, you got to stay up to date on the app. You know, the one Josh was just talking about, you got to check pretty much, you know, daily, if not hourly, and see when there's votes up. There's votes about all different things. Obviously, the sports with football, we were controlling the play calls. We'll be controlling the car with the NASCAR race. But there's also just random votes, like, throughout the week, too. And you have to stay on top of that. And also, like, making the correct calls gets you more points, too.
Gotcha.
All right, Jake, I have a very important question for you. Should I get another beer or not?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah. Jake, you're gonna start calling the shots not only during the race, but right now here on the show.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm at work, so you might as well drink for me.
Travis, are you going to go do it?
I got to finish this one first, but it was a test.
All right.
We're going to test him.
Colby's grabbing you another beer. That's the first fan control vote.
Wow.
Yeah. And by the way, we've got some people in our YouTube chat. Jake, you're earning support. You're getting votes.
Awesome.
You're getting some people who said you're earning their vote. So, I mean, I can't imagine the possibility of having my face on a race car.
God, that's like, scary.
And Jake... I mean, yeah. I mean, have you put much thought into it? I'm sure you have.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, honestly, it's like, it's kind of surreal. Like when they announced the whole fan controlled racing thing, obviously in the back of my mind, being a Yealey fan, you know, like I hope he's one of the names on there. And I saw him on there. I helped kind of like rally some people behind him, push his vote through. So I'm hoping I can push myself through as well and wind up on that card.
How many photos have you looked at of yourself to decide which one to give them?
That's a good
one.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Yeah. I went through, and I don't have many pictures of myself, so I just took the clearest one. I know sometimes people will say I look a little bit like Johnny Depp. Unfortunately, I don't think that picture depicts it as well.
You kind of look like Johnny Depp. If you guys go on the app right now, you can see Big Sepp, a.k.a. Jakey Muffins, a.k.a. Jake Schoen, on the app. He does look a little like a more like William Shakespeare if Johnny Depp was doing a biopic of William Shakespeare.
Yeah, no, that would be accurate. Yeah, that picture. Yeah.
Jake, do you have like an affinity for muffins? Where's the muffins come from?
It's a family nickname. I'm not 100% sure where it originated. I know my uncle's been calling me that pretty much my whole life. So it's just like a family nickname for Jakey Muffins. And then Big Sap is my like gamer tag.
Okay.
From NFL Street, I would use Warren Sapp at running back.
Mm. Hey, Jake, we got someone in the chat. I think we have a perfect blend of your celebrity lookalike and your own name. They commented you could go by Jakey Depp. That's a good mix.
Yeah, that's
a good mix right
now,
there.
Now, is it just a headshot of the people that will be on the cards, or is it like...
Headshot.
Okay.
Headshot. Yeah. Yeah. There's not a ton of real estate on there because we still have to put some sponsors all kinds of different stuff on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that,
exactly.
That does
yeah.
play into it. Now, Jake, I have a question for you. If you got to call one thing during the race that was solely your decision, what would it be?
I would like to do the choose cone, like towards the end of the race, pick either the top or the bottom.
All right. So if you were Denny Hamlin and Chris Gabe Hart, would you have taken the bottom or top on the restart last weekend?
Ooh.
Man, I can't even think of
during what
restart. Yeah, what restart? Restart?
The second restart last week against when Blaney was him and Blaney started first row.
What did he end up doing? He end up doing?
Yeah.
Him and Blaney were fighting and Seabell came by and passed him. I'm wondering if he would have taken top or bottom.
Interesting. Well, here's the thing. I think at a track like Phoenix, the bottom seems to be a very attractive place to be lining up because you can, I mean, as soon as you get past that start finish line, man, you can dive bomb it into that dog leg. I feel like that's going to be a big campaign piece, right? For when you do the choose cone.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, even in the video games, that's the line everybody runs. You just cut as much of the track as possible in the bottom.
Absolutely.
And there goes the fan-controlled beer. It has now been opened.
Yeah. We are making decisions.
It's dangerous. It is dangerous, let me tell you.
You like this game, Travis? Yeah. This is a drinking game right here. Like,
yeah,
it's just
literally.
Dirty Mo Live.
We're gonna
just Travis open another beer and it's yes
develop,
or yes.
We're going to develop an app and it's just, should Travis drink a beer? Yes or yes.
That's perfect because then it's not me deciding. You can't blame me.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah. It's out of my control, guys. Yeah. Don't blame me. Blame
the fans.
Blame the fans for Travis opening another beer. Dang, you crush that can right there, too.
You have to.
Crushable. Are you a can guy or like drinking out of a long neck ice cold beer bottle? As Luke Combs would
bottle
say.
Over can. We talked about this earlier. Minus one beer, and that beer is
PBR.
Bingo.
You know what one beer turns into?
Do not.
That's an inside joke between us.
But draft.
Anyone
beer's
know
the
Hardy
best.
Song?
Yeah.
Hardy song one beer. Yeah, you can get that.
Draft beer is the best though.
You guys clearly aren't drinking enough whiskey. I'm just going to say that right now.
Easy.
All right, next one. Whiskey or another beer for Travis?
A lot of us
have whiskey here. Yeah.
We can arrange
we've
that.
We've got vodka. I know we've got vodka.
Oh, good. Hey.
Well, listen, Jake, we wish you the best of luck. Any final word for our viewers here to help get you over the line? I mean,
sell the fans on you.
Yes, sell us. But we've seen people, our good viewer, 00. I mean, he is... I'll tell you one thing. On YouTube, 00 Music is the most loyal viewer we have here on Dirty Mo Live, and you won him. So that's a big, I mean, mm-hmm. you got his, if you know you have his vote,
for now though,
he's got his vote. So Jake, let's hear the final pitch before we let you go here on getting your face on the car. And Double O just said he downloaded the app, so that's perfect.
There you go.
Yes! Awesome.
Yeah, so final thing, I'll say, I mean, just imagine if you had the, you know, one chance, one opportunity to get your face on your favorite fans, on your favorite driver's car. That's what I have in front of me. So if you guys can make that come true, I'd really appreciate that. And yeah, thank you guys for having me on here.
Just don't get mom's.
Let's go, Muffin.
Yeah. 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 One chance, one opportunity. Do not.
Yes.
Please don't rap.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. You know, should Andrew rap or not? And the options are no or no.
Or hell no.
We can't afford that.
Oh, man. Jake, thanks for coming in. And, man, you got my vote. I hope we have a chance to see your face. I hope we get awesome. To see a Johnny Depp lookalike on the race car here in Phoenix in a little bit. So we wish you the best of luck, dude.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, right. Jake. Let's go.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yes. Yes. Josh, I mean, we're closing in on Phoenix. It's kind of crazy. I mean, like.
I know, right?
And you're not very much into NASCAR before this. Like, this is going to be a new opportunity for you guys. What are you expecting in terms of like fan reception? I mean, we have some loyal fans. Have you been to a NASCAR race before? Like, are you going to get this experience for the first time yourself?
Well, okay, so I'm remote. I will be in California hosting the stream remote. I unfortunately will not be in Phoenix for the race. I have been to Dover, and I've been to Sonoma. Those are the two races that I have been to.
Could not be different
and
racetracks, right?
Yeah.
That's
I know, right?
Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've been to a dirt track race in Bakersfield, which isn't far from us. And I got invited to Fontana one time and I couldn't make it. So the NASCAR experience is very singular. I have never, listen, I grew up going to Steeler games, in parking lots, right?
Travis,
what did he just say?
Yeah, Travis, you want to repeat that? You want to say it again to his face, huh?
I said, go ahead, leave.
Oh,
Penn
man.
State and the Steelers, good Lord.
I was all right with Penn State. I'm not on with the Steelers, man. I'm sorry.
Who are we letting on this place?
Listen, it's tough. It's tough winning six Super Bowls. You know, it's really, it's the cross we have to bear, I guess. But the parking lots at NASCAR events are unbelievable. It is so fun. The tailgate scene is incredible. And the race itself. Again, there's really nothing like it. I didn't know about much about the sport until I went to the race, and then I was sort of obsessed with it. Yeah. I was a Dale Earnhardt fan when I was a kid, then Dale Jr. I think the best moment in the history of the sport is when Dale Jr. won at Daytona the year after his dad died. I think it's the coolest thing in the history of sports. I'll put it on anything.
Wow.
And I think go ahead. Sorry.
The coolest thing about that is that we are all actually looking at the side of the car. From that race, he's got it up here in the studio, and it's pretty neat to look at all the time.
Dude, unbelievable. That gives me chills just thinking about it.
We have a super cool comment here in the YouTube chat, and I think this just goes to show how cool this sponsorship is we have an avid Fan Control fan, but they're not into racing, but they're saying they're going to have to tune into the race. Jump into the
Absolutely.
Play calls, like we're bringing race fans into it, which I think we could be making new race fans here,
Absolutely.
Which is super cool. Thanks, Freddie, for that comment.
This
that was
is,
awesome.
This is a great way to do that, and the other way I think is exactly what Josh was just talking about, which is going to see a race. I don't think there's not many sports where people will say, "Oh, it's better in person than it is like by watching it on TV." A NASCAR race is something you'll never forget. I think everybody mm-hmm. needs to go to at least one in their lifetime and see exactly what Josh is talking about. The parking
Agreed.
Lot, the tailgating, the speed of the cars going by, it is electric, every minute of it.
And I think for us, too, as a company, our whole ethos is power to the fans, right? And
yeah.
I want to see what I don't know, right? That's why Andrew is going to be my proxy into your world.
Oh, boy.
Next weekend is, I want to see, I want to see what I don't know. I want to see, maybe we didn't know that fans could do that. Let's do that. Or, fans should be able to do that, or what fans did right, what fans did wrong. And then that way, as we go into the future and do more and more and more of these, that, you know, the fan controlled car becomes not only just, I will tell you straight up, when we first had our initial conversations with some people at NASCAR, they didn't get it right away. And a lot of people, when you explain fan controlled anything, don't get it right away. But they, I'm telling you, after this stream and after this race, I think we're going to make a pretty cool mark on what we're doing.
We have a few questions in the YouTube chat for those just joining. Fan control is going to be on the car at Phoenix. JJ Haley's a driver, and you can vote on the call. So to answer your question, Dylan, in the YouTube chat, yeah, you're calling the shots. You're calling strategy. You're voting live on the fan-controlled app, so make sure y'all download that. Yeah, car setup before. But hey.
Illegal louvers, can we vote on that one?
No, gosh.
Yeah. Can we cheat up the engine a little bit? Put a little more horsepower in there?
I want to get into – we just had Jake, who's in contention to get his face in the car. We have another fan – who's going to be joining us here? Brian. Let's welcome Brian into the chat. Brian, let us know when we got you. Welcome
I'm
to
here.
Dirty Mo Live. Brian's here.
What's
let's
going
go.
On, Brian?
Hey, welcome. Hello, everyone.
All right. So we were just talking to some competition, right? Fans are competing against each other to get their face in the car.
My vote's still up for grabs, though.
Okay. So Travis's vote is still up for grabs, and we've got a handful of people in the YouTube chat who are looking for their favorite fan to vote for to get their face in the side of the car. So Brian, let's hear what's your pitch. How are we getting on the side of the or on the hood of the race car?
So first of all, I want to give kudos to Muffins. He knows what he's talking about.
Respect.
He sounds like a true fan, and I'm kind of on the opposite side of the fence where I'm new to all this. So the fan controlled is something that was introduced to me. The racing was introduced to me by one of my buddies in the military. I was a bomb technician in the Marine Corps, and he used to always kind of talk to me about the strategy of the pit stops and the wheels, the science behind the wheels and the rubber. And that's kind of what got me interested. Like, oh, it's not just about these cars going around in a circle for 500 miles.
Yep.
So I'm very new to this. But the more I learn, the more fascinating I become. And I just feel like I'm kind of dipping my toe into it. And this is like a wild, I don't want to say it's a dream of mine, but this is like a wild reality. When I got the email that was like, yo, you're one of the finalists. I was like, told my wife, like, oh my gosh. And then, also other part of my pitch is I wanted my dog's face up there.
Oh,
but
oh.
You've got my entire
Josh was like,
nope,
it's just got, so I really wanted the dog up there. So if there's any dog lovers out there, I think I should get your vote right there.
Yes. If you love dogs, vote for Brian. And I feel like there's a lot of people out there.
There was a little back and forth, and then I tried to compromise. I was like, how about me and my dog?
There you go.
we're working on it. Listen, there are people above my pay grade that are telling me only human faces. So I have to work with that.
Josh, did you think that would be a conversation you were going to have when you first, you know, like, hey, oh, shoot. We got to limit this to humans. Humans only.
Yeah.
you would be surprised that Brian is not the only one of the six finalists that asked if they could put their dog on it. So, we have been asked about dogs before. There was actually a cartoon horse that was proposed. We could not do the cartoon horse, obviously. So, we're working. We're working with some, some variables.
A horse, of course.
A horse.
Yes.
Heck
yeah.
I like we've got a new fan because I'm kind of new to the sport too.
Brian's
not like dipping his toes in. He's doing a cannonball in the deep end.
That's right. But Brian, I'm glad you hit on a few things that I'm really glad you mentioned, because there are people that are not NASCAR fans that I try to explain the sport to, and they just don't get how much goes into it. And it seems like you understand that part of, again, the whole point of fan controlled is to emphasize that this is a team sport. You've got the driver who's ultimately driving on the racetrack, but oh my gosh, are there so many other variables that are out of the driver's hands and put into other people's hands. And Brian, like you said, you can be one of those guys now that can call those shots. That's pretty cool. Go ahead.
I was always really bummed that Netflix did Formula One first and not NASCAR.
Yeah.
Patience, Grasshopper.
You know?
Next year.
You know what? Yeah, I think that we'll be getting a good...
I've got my question for Brian to see if I can get his vote. Brian, who's going to win this weekend's race?
Xfinity race, right?
No.
I mean,
Cup race?
All right. the cup race.
Or let me simplify it. Will Denny Hamlin get into the championship four?
That's
yes
all
or no?
Travis cares about.
Fan controlled. Should Denny Hamlin, should he win or not?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
if you
should
vote,
he try
wins.
To make the playoffs
if you vote
no?
Denny Hamlin wins, he has to. Like, or else he's breaking.
Will Denny
a
Hamlin
promise.
Get into the championship yeah. four?
I vote yes.
All right.
Whoa, okay.
All right. Well, you let's got call, Travis's vote.
Let's add Denny. Let's add Denny to the call and tell him. Listen, we yeah. don't stress, dude. Don't even worry about
the fans
it.
The
fans have
it.
Decided yeah. you're in.
Well, this fan might have, but I don't think fans in general will get the majority.
No.
You know,
no.
and that's what's fun about this. Fans want to have a little bit of skin in the game besides just, you know, putting their money up on the line. So it's fun to kind of be able to pick and choose and kind of see what the outcome is and say like, oh, you know, I helped that win. All right. You know, it's a good concept and I really support it. And
you know,
I'm probably one of the few people, I have one of the NFTs from FCF because I just wanted to support it. I just wanted to support
let's
it.
Go.
And so I bought one knowing it, you know, NFTs are an interesting thing, but just want to support the company and what it's trying to do because I think the fans really want to be more part of the entertainment that everybody's out there providing.
We just got a YouTube comment. Should Denny Hamlin, yes or no, change his name on behalf of the fans to Denny Fanlin, F-A-N-L-I-N.
Boom!
He's a man of the fans, Denny Fanlin.
Put it on the side of the car. We'll introduce him as that. Yeah.
Well, Travis, can you introduce
two things.
Him? As yeah, yeah, go. What do you got, Josh?
Two things. One, Denny Hamlin, awesome. Has he been sponsored by Denny's, like a Denny Ham Links? Like, where is the breakfast sponsorship there?
It's
with Denny Hamlin.
He has not. It's really been a missed opportunity, in my opinion. But
100%. And then, did you guys? So, in the race car vote for the car, there was four votes. There was a really cool blue car. There was a pink car. I wanted the pink one.
Yeah.
There was a purple. There was a purple and yellow car, a purple, more purple car, like Ravens colors. No, thank you. But the one that was the final winner, we're calling the Yaley jacket because it's like a yellow jacket, yellow. And JJ Yaley's the driver of it. So kind of excited about that pun.
We have two names now for Denny Hamlin. He has to change it. It's just a matter of what. So it's either Denny Fanlin or this one comes from Freddie. This is kind of playing off of fan controlled. Fanny controlling. God, that's so stupid. That's so stupidly funny.
It would get picked.
Oh my God.
That's the thing is it would get picked.
Double O just came in with the good one.
What'd he say?
I'll put the poll up on the app right now. It'll go up on the app right now.
Oh my gosh. Right now. We got another one. If Denny doesn't make it to the championship, we call him Denny Famine.
Oh, wow.
And then someone else said Denny Fanless.
Denny Fanless. Oh, God.
Denny's getting absolutely roasted and is not
guys,
here right now.
Guys, this is not nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, Josh, are you actually putting that poll up on the app? Because that would be hilarious.
I will get it put up right now.
What do we think? Okay, so we have the two names. It's Fanny Controlling. Right?
Yep.
Denny Fanlin.
What do we think people are going to vote for?
I think it's going to be Fanny Controlling.
Oh, I disagree. I think Denny Fanlin is so funny.
I think it's just because it's so ridiculous. It's like that one time that the fans got to vote on the name of that race, and it was the Bushy McBush race. Do you remember that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right.
When Fan Controlled was at its first stages, we owned an indoor football team in Salt Lake City, Utah, and we had the fans vote on the team name. And one of the team names that was in the final four was Teamy McTeamface.
Oh my
and it
God.
Didn't win. The other one was Stormin' Mormons and the Screamin' Eagles. Unfortunately, the Screamin' Eagles won. Good name, not as good as the Stormin' Mormons.
We just had a fan ask, can JJ Yaley's like walkout music or something like that be on there if they have walkout music for Phoenix?
Or like he's
so
like, go ahead.
I asked him what he wanted his walkout music to be, and it was the song "The Zoo" by Scorpions. Have you guys ever heard that song?
Nope.
Because it's awesome.
That's a negative.
It is.
I think though,
it's an awesome.
I get that
classic.
I get that he has a. I think you should put that as one of the options and put that as a vote.
I think you should be able to like choose his facial hair. Like, is it a mustache? Is it a Fu Manchu?
Oh, that's cool.
See, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
We also had a
let me ask him.
We have a fan, Dylan, Denny non-champion. No, that's just mean.
It's not even creative. It's just mean.
Just mean and hurtful. That's cyberbullying.
How many ways can you rhyme Hamlin with something that sounds so
Winnie Fanlin.
Now we're just getting off the track.
Yeah,
like, now we're just getting off the rails.
Ridiculous.
When he wins.
Oh man, that is funny. Where do we go from there? Brian, are we you're still here, right?
Still here.
I'm still here.
Brian's listening like this out. this is just chaos. All right,
NASCAR.
I'm loving it. We gave the same opportunity to Jake. I want to hear what's your final pitch to everyone in the YouTube chat, and then what's your vote? Is it it's Denny Fanlin or Fanley Controlling?
Fanley Controlling.
Which of those two names do you like more?
First of all, for the vote, it's got to be the Fanley, the Controlling, the Fanley Controlling. That's just all
right.
That's just, Fanley Controlling. It writes itself.
Yeah, it does. And then let's hear your final pitch. Final pitch to get your face in the car before we let you go.
All right, my final pitch might earn and lose a few votes, but I'm going to have to say, since I'm new to Kent NASCAR, when it comes to the car world, the best car ever created, Dodge Magnum, all-around versatile vehicle. Still drive one today, and I'm going to drive that thing till the day I die. And then the last thing is go Birds.
Oh,
Bird Gang. Oh, no.
Me and the Miami Dolphins are not happy about that. But
I wonder if Brian's also a Phillies fan then, because that's going well.
Oh. Yep. I had Phillies in my email last night to Josh, and then I was so that didn't work out.
Awesome. Well, Brian, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for joining us here on Dirty Mo Live, and
thanks for having me.
There's a chance we could see Jake and Brian on the car, and then everybody wins, yeah. Which is great.
I'm glad
so,
I'm not going up against Jake. He's probably earned a lot of votes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh no, he was great, unstoppable. He definitely deserves to be on there.
Heck yeah! Well, we're rooting for both of you guys. So thanks for jumping on.
All right, thank you. You guys have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Man, how about that? I'm gonna jump as soon as we get off air. I'm gonna go on the Fan Control app and I want to see what people vote for because that's hilarious. Yeah. You got to tell Denny about
this. The
poll
is getting made. The poll is getting made right now. Our content team is small but mighty, and the poll is getting made right now.
I love it.
Fanley Controlling and Denny Fanlin up there.
That is brilliant. That is how could you not love it?
I know. This is so cool, man. It's bringing new fans to the sport too, which I love. And I can hear in Brian's voice a little bit him saying like, "Oh, I never knew how much went into it." And there's a certain line when you watch NASCAR that you cross that you're like, "Oh, these cars are just going in circle," to like, "Oh, I can actually see things that I never saw before." Like, I'll be watching it with, you know, other people who don't watch. I'm like, "Oh, that car just got loose," or "Oh, that guy just got tight." And they're like, "What are you talking about?" And like, "What'd you see?" And it's just cool to see the evolution of fans coming through something like Fan Control Sports. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, I mean,
it's an awesome experiment in like every game, everything that we do is a really fun experiment as to, okay, we did this. Now let's try this along with that, right? So, for instance, in season one of football, we had a rule in one game, and the fans hated it because it came in middle of the game, in between game one and two. We had fans vote. The rule got changed for game two.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, I mean, like, imagine, I know that, you know, a lot of people right now hate the tush push in Philadelphia. They get the first down. They get the touchdown every time. Imagine we had the fans vote in between games. Yeah, you should.
I mean, I'm not saying they should get rid of it, but I think that if just for us, just for one game when the Dolphins play them, that's it.
Yeah. So you're a Dolphins guy? I thought I was going to get like a Cleveland Browns fan in here somewhere. Or
no.
You went to Ohio State, but you're okay. Got it.
No. I'm Dolphins.
I was a bit of a Browns fan, but then they left when I was like 7. So I rooted for the Cowboys. Okay. People call me a bandwagon. I'm like, yeah, when I was 7, I was a bandwagon.
Yeah. A little bit.
Man. Well, Josh, thank you so much for taking some time to talk today about all this. We can't wait. I'm so excited to see, whose faces get on the car, the hood of the car, and B, just to see that car on track. It's going to be so cool.
I'm stoked.
Watching
man.
It play out live, that is going to unprecedented is the only word I can use to describe it.
Yeah. It's definitely going to.
Can I ask you guys one thing before I go?
Yeah.
Just one thing. Yeah. If you could have Dale Jr. call me and give me some advice on rear spring choices, left rear spring. I'm looking at all these numbers, and this is like when I took AP calculus and I had to cheat off everybody just to get a B. Like, this is a lot.
He'd talk your ear off about him, that's for sure. He could go all day probably on that.
Okay.
We'll get some answers for you by next week. We'll
figure out spring choices
and a good setup.
How many tear offs to put on the windshield? Yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get the setup fine tuned and ready to go. Josh, thank you for joining. Safe
Gentlemen,
travels.
Thank you. Download that app.
Yes, we've got it. I'm looking forward to seeing the poll. And it looks like a bunch of our fans in the YouTube chat, they're going to be playing along as well. So this is going to be this is going to be super cool to follow along with.
Hey, thank you guys for having us on, really and truly. And I mean, race day is going to be a ton of fun. I promise.
It's coming. It's coming before we know it. Race day is here. Awesome, Josh. Oh, yeah. Thank you, man. We'll see
you. Appreciate you guys. Take care. See
you. See you, Josh.
How cool is that?
I'm voting Brian.
You're voting Brian.
Cool. You're going Brian?
Yep. New fan. I'm a new fan.
Man. I saw 00 said, can we just make the entire truck series fan control?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. And then there's Freddie in the chat who's had a few good comments and names. Man, what a phenomenal conversation we've had so far.
That's great. Oh, man.
Freddie, you just made Dalton laugh.
Oh,
come on. Let's go.
It happened.
He did it.
It finally happened.
He did it.
It's the dumb ones that always get me. That's why I laugh at so many of your jokes.
Why doesn't curling get you?
But
I'm just too smart for Dalton.
Sure. You know you're telling yourself that.
Man.
Let's run through our regular show real quick.
You know who's really smart? This guy picking races.
Dude, I like literally...
Another win for me. I'm on a...
I have the Drake curse. I really think I do. I'm cursed.
The last 5 weeks I've won.
I picked the guy who should go into Homestead and just wax the field. The guy finishes, what, 34th?
Sand barriers.
Kyle Larson.
With making contact with the pit. It's not like he blew a tire and he ran into the damn pit barriers. Like, that's I fully expect whoever I pick this week, a meteor is going to come out of the sky and hit their car, and I'm just going to...
Who's Denny's competition?
What do you mean?
Like, pick Denny's competition.
I mean, there's a couple of them.
Yeah,
but
you should pick
I can't
them.
Pick three. Yeah, I can't. Oh, my gosh.
Denny Fanlon.
Denny
Racing
Fanlon.
Racing for the
man.
Cut. Race
I like Denny
line.
Fanlon. They should put that on the side of his car, like on like his nameplate or whatever.
I'll be Martinsville. I'll write it in duct tape and just probably violate some team.
I was gonna say, please do not put tape on his car.
Man. All right, so we got to picks. Travis, you picked Chris Buescher, who amazingly beat Kyle Larson and Denny Hamlin at Homestead
Another
Miami Speedway.
Winner.
This doesn't make any sense. This is why I don't gamble.
Ridiculous.
It's 100% why I don't gamble.
Yeah.
But if you do, you should listen to Dirty Mo Dough before you make your picks.
That's a good,
Let's see.
Great plug.
This is kind of random. Mason McCoy in the chat said Chase Elliott doesn't deserve his ride. I want to hear why.
Well, Mason
why?
Also said we can't.
Let's talk about it. I want to hear why you said
Mason
that.
Mason also said we can't have our legs
I saw
crossed
that.
On the
He's
couch,
like, act
so.
Like you want to be there.
Wait, we can't have our legs crossed?
Mason,
no.
I tell you right now, well, there's no
there
place.
You go.
Mason.
They're open.
I want to be on this couch nonstop because I can drink on the couch. I
oh
want to be here.
It's fan controlled. It's
fan
controlled.
Fan controlled.
Yeah, it's fan
Do
controlled.
I undo this or not?
Yeah.
I'm probably. Yeah. This is actually. I kind of like
You're,
this.
You
this
look
is,
more comfortable.
This is awesome. Dude.
I could not sit that way. My hamstrings.
It is
kind of
funny. I do make a mental note sometimes when our legs are crossed and it's everyone's got their same leg crossed. Like we're all wearing jeans. Mm-hmm. You guys look like twins.
No, we don't.
You know, it's just.
No, we don't.
It's Mason be missing.
That's funny.
Missed the chase, Elliot. Oh, my God.
That is funny. We got a bunch of jokesters in the chat.
All right. So let's go. We're going to Martinsville. We like we've done
dogs.
The last couple of weeks. It's DBC picks style. So we each pick a driver every week. You can't pick them again once you pick them. And Travis, you won by picking Chris Buescher. Who finished ahead of who? Denny
You finished ahead of me. Like, Larson was, like, 34th
yeah,
or something
Larson
like that.
Larson got into Blaney.
So you pick first. Dalton.
Who are you? The Hoover Dam is available.
Yes, the Hoover
yeah,
Dam
I'm
going to
take the Hoover Dam.
And so just FYI for those paying attention at home, I'm seeing a picture of me sitting crisscross. That looks so stupid. That looks really dumb. You cannot pick Blaney, Buescher, Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, Keselowski, Larson, or Reddick.
He's got some
going to Martinsville. So yeah, you've got some talented race car drivers. Who you got?
All right, here's the deal. I don't want to pick. I'm not going to let the curse get in my way. I'm not going to think about that. I'm not going to say, you know, any sort of, oh, I'm going to pick this person or that person or try to ruin this person's day. I'm going to go with who I thought was going to dominate at the beginning of all of this at Martinsville.
I know who you're going with.
And they call it Martinsville for a reason.
Martin Truex Jr.
I am going to go with MTJ.
Did I beat you to the punch?
You did. But that's fine.
I'm
sorry,
dude.
That's the whole point of me saying it.
MTJ.
Are you also hoping for rain and maybe it's on Monday too?
Oh, dude, that would lock me in. But that means I would lock Denny out. Because no one beats Martin Truex Jr. on a Monday.
Yeah.
Mondays, am I right?
Mondays, dude. Shoot. This is kind of tough. So for me, I can't pick Blaney, Buescher, Byron, Hamlin, Kozlowski, Larson, or Reddick.
Who do you have? What playoff drivers do you have of it? You're out, right?
And I honestly, I don't know if I'm going to pick a playoff driver. Well, I don't think I can. I don't think I can.
There's no one left.
I might pick a guy who, shoot. I'm between two. I think he has a good run.
Ryan Newman.
He did not make the playoffs.
I know who it is. How about, can I ruin yours?
Missed the Chase Elliott. I'm going to go Chase Elliott.
Are you really?
I'm going to go Chase Elliott. No. I'm going to leave Harvick open for another race. I have two drivers.
There's only one left after this.
I have two drivers. I have two drivers that I have not picked that I think I could would be two options I like for Phoenix.
Okay.
So, three, actually, that I like for Phoenix. So, it's a can't lose for next week. Give me Chase Elliott. Travis, who's the winning driver?
So, I've got a thought. Like, I have Larson. I have Hamlin available. I could pick Denny.
Damn, you've done a good job saving some big names.
Yeah, and I've got five wins. Yeah. So, but I'm wondering if, do I save Denny for next week? But my fear is I'll probably win with my pick, and then I don't get to use him the following week because he still has Denny available.
And there's a chance that I win the thing and that Denny still advances.
Here's what you know. You're going to pick last next week, and Dalton's going to have the first pick next week because Dalton's driver is going to finish last out of the three. That's just logic at this point.
At this point, yeah. So Martin Truex Jr. might not even start the race.
You know what?
Who you got?
Give me Denny.
Denny really? Hamlin. Dude, okay, so Denny's stats at Martinsville.
He's going to win on Sunday.
Denny has 35 starts at Martinsville, 4 poles, 5 wins, 18 top fives, 24 top tens, average finish of 10.3. It's not a bad pick at all. And he's going for broke.
Here's the crazy thing. Vegas is working on prepping for Dirty Modo. He's at like plus 250 to win. Everyone else is like plus 700 or higher. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's definitely like the favorite, in my opinion. But you know what? Ryan Blaney has had some stellar
Blaney's
races
good,
there in the past
Blaney
couple
Blaney is
years.
Good. I was not able – none of us were able to pick Blaney, but Blaney has some really great stats.
You know who's loving
– average finish of 9.5, which is the highest out of the 8 playoff drivers still available at Martinsville. I would not have thought Blaney would lead that category, but he's sneaky, dude.
You know who's loving what Blaney's doing right now?
Who? Ryan Blaney?
Well, that plus Dale.
Dale. That's right. Yeah. And all of our fans in the hot tub, they're loving that.
Dale
BBC.
Had Blaney in his final four.
I love that it went from a bathtub to a hot tub, and pretty soon it's just going to be an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man. Well, that was fun. I saw a comment in the chat. I missed your name, so if it was you, just let me know. Another name, Shane Van Gisbergen.
I like that.
Van Gisbergen. Yeah. F-A-N.
The Denny Hamlin vote is live on.
Let's go. All
right, go vote. Go download the app. Vote.
That's huge.
Yeah, I picked Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin. Awesome. Yeah. Well, gentlemen, Martinsville this weekend. It's gonna be a big
Martinsville
one.
Martinsville hot dogs.
Let's go over the cut line. And I want to hear everyone from home. Who's in? Who's out? Obviously, Bell and Larson are locked in. Who are the final two drivers to make it in? And I want to ask you guys the same thing. I think Byron is good, barring any big mistake. So I think it's down to one final driver. Yeah. Do we all agree, William Byron?
Yes, I think pretty much Byron's sitting pretty. Yeah. And so there's one driver.
Blaney's plus 10 to the good.
Yep. But like Dale said, we saw he came into Homestead minus 17, and he leaves plus 10. Obviously that.
And Denny goes into Martinsville minus 17. That could flip as well.
It will flip.
Oh, man. This is tough. Who's your last driver?
Nice catch.
Thank you.
Denny, of course. I picked him to win.
Denny.
Man. Why do I do this show with you guys? It's unbelievable. I would love to see Denny make it in. I think he's got a good shot, but I think Ryan Blaney is going to advance. She's got just a gut feeling, which means that he's probably going to do absolutely nothing on Sunday.
You know what? For the sake
of... Wait, did you bet Martin Truex?
Yeah, for us. But Blaney's already up there. I don't think that...
You don't think Truex is going to win, though?
I think... I mean, maybe, but I'm taking a hedge bet here a little bit. Okay. I mean, you know, I saw who you guys had left. I saw why I had left. I went with Martin Truex. But I think that Blaney's got that 10-point lead. Martinsville isn't really... I mean, it's a place where some stuff can get messed up, but it's not like Homestead where, you know, you can make some hard contact and kind of get taken out. I know we've seen it in the past, but it's not like a Daytona where your shots can just be ruined in an instant. So,
Who'd you say, Curlin?
I didn't say yet, but...
That's a 27-point swing.
Just for the sake of... Does somebody point their way in, or does Blaney get in?
Honestly, Blaney's good at Martinsville. I think he stays where it is. And this would be a crazy championship four. Like, would you have thought Bell, Larson, Byron, Blaney beginning of the year? Beginning of the playoffs? I wouldn't have thought that.
The thing about those names, it's not that shocking. I mean, Bell was there last year.
I think I've been a Blaney doubter, at least like Dale saying he was going to make it to the championship four. I've doubted that all year long.
I think we all doubted the Fords.
But I think I'm going to believe in Blaney for the first time all year. I think he's got it. He's done what he needs to do. He's good at Martinsville. I think Blaney does it. But obviously, one of us can be proven wrong. So it's going to be interesting.
It'll be fun.
Byron
we
Truex.
We both picked the same person.
Eric said Byron Truex.
That'll be you.
Good stuff. All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in. That was a very fun Dirty Mo Live. Fan controlled. Thanks to Josh, Brian, Jake for jumping in. Make sure you go download the app.
Should I work after this or not do anything?
Yes. Mm. And Tiff has the final call, who's sitting right there, and she's shaking her head. I think she says no.
I think she says I can go home.
Oh, man. Should Travis be fired on the spot right now or keep his job? Tiff says thumbs up. Yep. Travis,
we'll put
I'm
that
sorry.
Poll out on
you
Twitter
need to
later.
Pack your things. Thanks for contributing. Everyone, give it up for Travis on his final Dirty Mo Live. We'll see you later. Yeah.
It's nice to know him, you know. We'll miss him.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.